Hey, everybody. Welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast presented by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and I am thrilled that you're joining us today. As humans, we understand the importance of staying informed, staying connected, and staying inspired. That's why we created this podcast. It's a platform that's dedicated to exploring the defense of chiropractic, the expansion of and access to chiropractic care, and how it affects your ability to serve the world around you. In each episode, we're going to dive deep into the latest issues surrounding the profession, industry trends, legislative developments that shape the landscape of chiropractic. We'll bring you thought-provoking interviews with renowned experts, practitioners, and advocates who are driving initiatives and positive change all over the world. Our mission is to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice. And to do that, we need you. So whether you're a seasoned chiropractor looking to expand your knowledge or you're an ally of the profession, you're in the right place. We're here to share insights, to debunk myths, to spark meaningful conversations that will shape the future of our profession. And don't forget, subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast so you never miss an episode. Stay connected with us on our website and all of our social media channels where you can share your thoughts, ask questions, and suggest topics for future episodes. Now, without further ado, let's dive in to this week's episode and welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast. All right, guys, we're catching up for some lost time here, so I've got a lot of information to share with you. The Operation Free Speech and where we're at with OPRA in Australia. In Canada, we have to talk about the amalgamation and what's happening in British Columbia with Bill 36. There's a lot going on in the United States with animal chiropractic, with our insurance class action. So much stuff going on. It's been a few weeks, so pay attention to everything that's going on in today's video. All right, our warriors, good morning. This is Baron Hoig, the Executive Director of One Chiropractic and the Chiropractic Defense Council, coming to you today, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Well, I promise you, no shenanigans in today's video. Everything I'm sharing with you today is real and happening right now. We'll figure out other times to play games, but I'm excited to be back in front of you. I apologize again. Hopefully you had an opportunity to watch the video that I put out earlier last week, just filling you in with some personal things that are going on in my life and why I stepped away. So thank you so very much for all of the emails and the prayers and the comments. Those touched my heart. I really appreciate it. It's pretty amazing to be connected with such an amazing group of humans in this profession of chiropractic. So I love you all. And we had non-chiros. Thank you to those of you too. Don't mean to isolate you by any means, but I just appreciate you guys so very much. But there is a ton going on and I'm a little behind in giving you updates. So please pay attention as we go by country. Everything that's happening, we're really ramping up. There's some things that are really starting to take root that we're excited about that are going to have generational impact for chiropractic and help us get to that goal of making chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in the world. So pay very close attention, but let's go ahead and get into it. All right, New Zealand. I had a conversation with our attorney. We have about four cases that are still going on as related to practicing without a vaccine. So some of them are escalating to the higher level of the courts. We are going to continue to stand behind there. We're still confident that they're somewhat crying bluff a little bit. But we're going to keep pushing forward. So our attorney is amazing. She's doing great work and we're going to continue to represent those individuals. Aside from that, there's really some conversations that are starting to happen in New Zealand. Now that we have a government that is more rational and not as delusional as your previous leadership, we really want to start tagging into that. I've talked to you about that before, but we're starting to have some very strategic conversations about your guys' ability to communicate the effectiveness of chiropractic. We're going to be working with the New Zealand school. There's some really interesting conversations that are happening. I was going to be meeting with Dr. Kelly Holt when he was in Canada, but unfortunately, due to the situation of my father, I'm not going to be able to make that trip. But I will be reaching out to him and we're going to be talking about some collaborative things that we can do to really start advancing chiropractic in New Zealand. So I want you to know there's some exciting plans. Your association's doing great work. We're excited to be partnered with them. You know, we want to just make sure that people are leveraging and moving forward with what we're doing. I know that historically in your guys' culture, we don't really like to stick our head up above the rest of the crowd, but now's the time to do that. We actually have to step outside of the crowd and make a push so that we can take advantage of the opportunities that are currently exist within the healthcare system in New Zealand. So be on the lookout for that as we continue to push forward in that regard. But we're still working at it. We're still doing it always. If you have anything, reach out to me directly. I'm happy to communicate back with you, and we'll make sure that we're supporting you the best way we know how. But we love you, New Zealand. Thank you so much, and have a great couple of weeks. All right, Australia. Well, I'm excited to tell you that we have really pushed the envelope, which I'm very excited about. This is what we've been wanting to do with Opera as it's related to advertising and using testimonials. I shared with you before that we had a doc that's willing to go the gamut with us on this particular issue. We're waiting on a response from Opera now. We've kind of pushed back, and we've explained to them that we don't agree with the way that they're translating or interpreting, rather, the current policy. And so we're waiting to hear back from them. Literally, the last communication we had is they're going to have to step back and take a look at this and decide what they think. So this is part of what we wanted to share with you, that we're pushing to really see what it is they have to support their position. We're very adamant about where we're at. So we still believe that this isn't over. I don't think they're just going to bow over and say, okay, but it's very encouraging to us to be able to force them to have conversations they've never had before. This is why it is so important that we continue to organize chiropractic in Australia and move forward in this regard. I promise you, I'm not going to lead you off a cliff. But we need to take a foothold. We need to continue to organize, and we need to continue to push the envelope on the way that we're communicating chiropractic. Not that I'm asking you to say anything faulty or I'm asking you to do anything illegal, but we need to push the boundaries, because the boundaries that they've built are inappropriate. They're inconsistent and unsupported in their interpretation, and that needs to be challenged, and that's what we're trying to do. But we can't do it unless you're willing to actually step out and start communicating authentically about what chiropractic is and the effect that it has on the general public. So please trust us and start communicating the information that you're getting from the ACA, the communication you can get from Dr. Heidi Havoc, from the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress. All of this stuff has been built for you guys to be able to push this out, but we need you to trust us, and we need you to be willing to start moving. Now, listen, the advantage to this is you're going to start getting more patients, and not only more patients, but people that are coming to you for the right reasons, right? Simon Sinek teaches that the goal is not to do business with people that just need your product or service, but rather with people that believe what you believe. We need to be putting this information out in a more direct and in a deliberate manner so that we're attracting the right kind of people into our practices. So please trust us. Use the information that's being provided for you. Push the envelope, send that stuff out, tell the story, and let's watch your clinics grow. And my promise to you is we have your back. We are going to support you. If Opera comes after you, which we kind of want them to, it gives us an opportunity to push this envelope. So we've not lost yet. Any case that has been brought to us, we've been successful in defending. So I need you to trust this process, but I need hundreds and thousands of chiropractors pushing this information out. It is about the collaborative bargaining, right? It's the group of people that are pushing that they really can't stop when we all move together in the same regard. So I'm praying that we've earned your trust over the last few years, that we're not going to guide you or ask you to do anything that's inappropriate. But I need you to move. I need you to tell your colleagues, share this video with your colleagues and explain to them what we're trying to do in New Zealand, in Australia rather. But I need you to also understand that, yes, this is an immediate task that we're putting on, that we're an operation that we're moving forward with to meet an immediate need. But the idea of organizing chiropractic, we have much bigger plans for chiropractic in Australia, but I can't start moving on those things until we have bigger numbers, right? We're down to about 600 Australians that are connected to us for various reasons that have just chosen not to no longer be contributors. But we need to grow that again. We need to get to that 4,000 mark, right? That's a heavy lift. But I'm confident we can get there if we come together and we continue to communicate authentically. So I need you to share this information. If you're watching this and maybe at one time you contributed and you haven't, contribute. That is your protection. That $33 US a month allows us to support you without it costing you any extra for that defense. So we really want to make it affordable for you to have the confidence to be able to step forward and do the things that you know you need to do. So, all right, I'm going to stop browbeating you on that, but please, please, please start pushing those envelopes, start sharing the truth about chiropractic using the resources provided, and then let us together grow the utilization of chiropractic in Australia. Another quick update on our pediatric case. We are still working with our barrister and with our solicitors. We're building that plan. I believe that the document's been created that we're going to be putting out to be able to start collecting the data to show the impact of what it's had on us because of those faulty policies. This is going to move very slow. So I want to be very clear with you. This isn't something that's going to happen quick because it's a legal process. But I want you to know we're still working on it. We're going to be collecting that data soon. And we will hold those individuals accountable for the inappropriate policies that were created and the false narrative that was generated in the public in Australia. So we're not going to leave that. Without it being held accountable. So lots of stuff going on as always, guys. We love you in Australia. I'm still planning on coming out in July. I don't have the dates and everything secured yet, but I will let you know as soon as that happens. But I'm looking forward to getting back out there and seeing all of our friends and continuing to move this momentum in the right direction to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in Australia. All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. God bless. All right, Canada. Guys, listen, I'm going to take my whole time on your country to talk about what's going on in British Columbia. You know, I need people to understand the gravity of what's going on with this Bill 36 and the amalgamations. This is going to affect all of Canada, and with all due honesty, it's going to affect the rest of the world if this stuff is successfully implemented and not challenged. We are gearing up right now to challenge significantly in British Columbia. Yes, we're still pushing with our x-ray. That's going to heat up really quickly now. I just got off the phone with our attorney there, and we are going to be ramping up. We know amalgamation is supposed to go into effect at the end of June. They have two more meetings that are going to be happening in April and June. We are setting them up for success, man. All we want is this policy overturned. And we've given them all of the information that they should need to make that decision, knowing it's what's right for the citizens of British Columbia. Now, if they don't choose to do it, we're going to hold them to the fire, and we're going to mess with the amalgamation process because we will file a judicial review. We will challenge them for not doing their job. They don't get to just push this down the can and push it into the new board. This is going to get handled now, or we're going to file a review, which could potentially slow down the amalgamation process. And I'm not going to go into that here, but there's some language about that they can't amalgamate if there's any outstanding legal litigation. So we have a plan. We're going to be pushing that very hard, and we're going to hopefully see them make those decisions in the April or June board meetings to fix that policy. Aside from that, we now know, you know, the college just put out a newsletter letting you know who the new executive director or CEO of the new Contemporary Health College is, which is really kind of annoying who they grouped us with. No offense to those individuals, but the idea that we're somehow complementary medicine just absolutely drives me insane. But nonetheless, there's a lot of answers that need to be, or a lot of questions that need to be answered in the coming days as far as the amalgamation. I've shared with this you many times before. Bill 36 is probably some of the scariest legislation I've ever seen. I can't imagine a world where you're guilty till proven innocent, where you have no right as a free-born citizen of Canada to be able to grow certain produce at your house because it has therapeutic benefits. The way that this pretty much gives the government ultimate control over who and what you are as a healthcare provider is just unacceptable to me. We have been positioning ourselves to be ready to defend, right? We need to be in a position that if they try to enforce any of these insane rules, that we're there to challenge them. We are in that place. We've been teching up. Our attorneys are ready to go. But now we're really starting to collaborate with other groups within British Columbia to make sure that we have a very good coalition that is ready to move if the government is really ridiculous enough to move on some of these, the language that's in that bill. Now, all of Canada, I don't care where you reside if you're watching this, we have to kill this in British Columbia. Listen, it was the very same thing with the vaccine mandates, if you remember. We got a coalition together, we hired the best attorney, and we were able to stop them from putting in place a mandate for chiropractors or really any healthcare provider to be vaccinated in order to continue to practice. This Bill 36 is very similar. guys, I need you to trust me, and we have to grow our support. We are going to be spending an excessive amount of money in British Columbia to stop this stuff from happening. And that's going to affect all of Canada. We already know that there are other provinces that are starting to talk about amalgamations, that are looking at what's happening in BC. And if it's successful there, they're going to implement it in there. We know in Quebec, they're already talking about amalgamations there. We have got to stop this stuff. I need you guys to trust us. We've been willing to put our money where our mouth is. We've been spending a lot of money, a lot more money than we've brought in Canada. But I need to grow. We have to get more people on board. I'm asking for $33 a month. Guys, this, I'm not crying wolf here. This stuff that's happening in British Columbia is absolutely devastating to the profession anywhere in the world if it succeeds. We have to put up a revolt. We are putting the work in. We have our attorneys going. We have the coalition that we're starting to build with other like-minded individuals. What I don't have is I don't have the army. So I need you guys to trust us. Send this to everyone in Canada. This isn't political. I don't care if you like or don't like anything we've done in the past. This is about making sure that we stand our ground and not let the tyrannical government take over healthcare, which is what is going to happen if this bill is successful in British Columbia, because it will expand into the rest of Canada. Now is the time to organize. Now is the time to come together. We are strong enough as a profession if we can come together. And I don't care about your philosophical beliefs. I don't care about your political alignments. I'm asking you, we are the only group that is putting money to defend this stuff regularly. And we're the group that's built to do it. I'm not taking anything away from any other national association or any province association. I'm stating that this is the work that we do. It's where the allocation should go, and it's where the organization needs to happen. We are working with CNAC. We are working with local groups, making sure that everyone's on board and communicating and working together and efficiently. But this isn't their battle. This isn't the work that they do. And so we need to make that happen in Canada. So hopefully you can hear my heart. I hate selling. I don't want to sell. But guys, the work is there. I just need the army. So please go to our website. If you were a contributor and you stopped for whatever reason, start back up, because we are going to be spending an insane amount of resources in British Columbia to defend the rights of practicing chiropractors and other healthcare specialties. If you have colleagues that don't know where to go, but they're not happy with what's going on, now's the time to have them come be a part of what we're doing. We'll take anybody at this point because of the battle that's about ready to happen. So we love you. We're confident that we can be successful, but I need the profession to organize. I need you guys to come together and work with us to make sure that we're having a positive impact on those policies there in British Columbia. All right, guys, we love you. God bless. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. All right, United States. All right, guys, I've been doing a ton of work on the animal chiropractic stuff. So I'm going to be sending those of you that are connected with us through the Animal Chiro, I'm going to be doing a separate video to go into more detail there. I don't want to take up the time on this because there's so much going on. I'm long overdue in updating you and everything that's been happening. So please be on the lookout for that. I will send that separately, specifically to my Animal Chiro people. And if you're watching this and you have an interest about the animal chiropractic world, go to defendchiropractic.org/Animal Chiro and just fill out the form at the bottom. Even if you're already a contributor to us, that just flags you so that when I send out emails that are specific to animal chiropractic, you can get that information, because we've been doing a hell of a lot of work there and I'm finally ready to start pushing forward. I have some exciting news that I'll share in that front, but please be on the lookout for that. That's either going to come today or tomorrow. I will get that out to you guys so that you know a little bit more of what's going on in the animal chiropractic space, but a lot of work's being done there. Update you on our insurance issues. We are about ready. We actually thankfully, due to a great friend, Dr. Brad Cost, well, he's not a doctor. Him and I are honorary doctors, but Brad Cost, who is the owner of Infinity EDI, is just an amazing human. He has been dedicating and committing amazing resources and time and data to help our profession better be in a position to defend ourselves with data. He's just an amazing human. So we've been working with him, and we're starting to pull the data we need to be able to look at this class action for clawbacks. I thought I was going to have to go out to the profession and ask them for information and to fill things out. It looks like I'm not going to have to do that, which is fantastic. And it speeds up the process of getting the data and doing the analytics. So we're in the process of collecting that information. Once we have that data, we'll be working with our attorneys to figure out the right path to generate the class action going against insurance companies that are wrongfully and illegally taking money back. So we're working on that. Again, I want to reiterate to you that legal actions do not happen overnight. It's the way we're built as an organization. That's why we only ask for $33 a month. It allows us to do the sustainable, long-term fight that needs to happen in these legal battles. So I know you guys want to see us hanging people from the town square, but that's just not going to happen quick. This stuff takes time. But I want you to know that the work is being done, that we are organizing. We have an amazing group of individuals that are a part of a work group putting this thing together. So I just wanted you to know that that's happening as well. With our military work, we are having more meetings with key members of the legislature. We're planning on putting language in 2025. We didn't do anything this year because it's just insane with the election and where our current government is sitting. We wanted the dust to settle and be able to move forward in 2025. So we're aligning everything to be able to push that forward at that point. I think it's a much better strategy than what we've been doing, where we're kind of chasing our tail, trying to put amendments in and do things like that. So we're really organizing everything. The language is done. Donald Trump does win the election, it's going to be a much faster track because his administration's already aware, because they were going to do an executive order for us before he left office. So depending on how this thing shakes out, it could go a little bit faster because we've got someone that's already aware of the issue and already supports it. So we're working. That again, it's the pace of frozen syrup. I wish that I had picked a better path in chiropractic where results happen faster. But I assure you, the work is still getting done. Our team is just very dedicated to this mission, and we're going to make it happen. So again, always a lot going on there. So we love you, United States. Thank you so much for your support. And we're going to see, I'm in Michigan coming up in a couple of weeks. For those of you that are from Michigan, want to go to Traverse City to Max Spring Convention, I'm excited to be there and see a lot of old friends and just share with you again the details of what's going on around the world and the opportunities that really exist for our profession. So we love you guys. We'll see you somewhere around this crazy continent. And I just can't thank you enough for your support in us. Spread the word. We need to continue to grow. We want to get to that 10,000 number. That's going to really put us at a place that's going to allow us to elevate our profession at a much, much a faster level and get things done so we can achieve our goal of making chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in the world. All right, guys, we love you. God bless. All right, everybody. That's it. That's where we're at. Thank you again so much for your grace, for your patience, and giving me some time to invest in my family. God is in control. God is good. I'm resting in that, still supporting my family as we're going through this process, but I appreciate the prayers. But guys, there is so much that is happening around our profession that I wish you could see my vantage point, but it's a phenomenal time to be in this profession. Even with all of the craziness that our world has to offer, our profession is so blessed and so lucky to be able to be an answer to so many questions in our time in history. This is our time. It's our time to step up, and we're committed to doing that at the Defense Council, but I need you to trust us and continue to be a part of it. So if you're not contributing and you're watching that, I need you. I need you. I need you. Please go back and do the $33 a month. That helps us to regenerate the budget that we need for all of our legal battles across the world. And it ensures that we don't have to go out and do special funding type things that I've had to do a couple times last year that I really don't want to do this year. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. Know the work's getting done, and you're a part of an organization that is living and breathing to ensure that chiropractic becomes the number one healthcare choice in the world. All right, guys, we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, and that brings us to the end of another enlightening episode of the State of Chiropractic podcast, brought to you by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and it has been an absolute pleasure to delve into the world of chiropractic with you today. My goal is to foster education, awareness, and advocacy for chiropractic professionals worldwide, and we're grateful to have you as part of our community. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast wherever you love to download episodes. We don't want you to miss a future episode, and trust me, we have some great ones coming your way. We'd also like to express our gratitude to you for your unwavering commitment to chiropractic. Without your generous contributions, this podcast would not be possible. And lastly, we value your feedback and insights. If you have any questions, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can find us at www.defend.org or any of our social media channels. Just look for One Chiropractic. Man, we'd really love to read what you have to say and make sure that we take that into consideration with future episodes. So thank you once again for joining us on the State of Chiropractic podcast. Together, let's continue to elevate and defend chiropractic care, ensuring its rightful place as the number one choice in healthcare. Until next time, stay aligned, stay informed, and keep making a difference in the lives of those you serve. God bless.